Welcome to the Process Breakdown Podcast, where we talk about streamlining and scaling operations of your company, getting rid of bottlenecks, and giving your employees all the information they need to be successful at their jobs. Now, let's get started with the show.
Chad Franzen here, co-host of the Process Breakdown Podcast, where we talk about streamlining and scaling operations of your company, getting rid of bottlenecks, and giving your staff everything they need to be successful at their job. This episode is brought to you by Sweet Process. Have you had team members ask you the same questions over and over again, and this is the 10th time you spent explaining it? There's a better way and a solution. Sweet Process is a software that makes it drop-dead easy to train and onboard new staff and save time with existing staff. Not only do universities, banks, hospitals, and software companies use Sweet Process, but first responder government agencies use them in life or death situations to run their operations. Use Sweet Process to document all the repetitive tasks that eat up your precious time so you can focus on growing your team and empowering them to do their best work. Sign up for a free 14-day trial. No credit card required. Go to sweetprocess.com. That's sweet like candy, S-W-E-E-T, process.com. My guest today is Robert Gowdy, financial advisor and founder of Consortium Private Wealth in Horsham, Victoria. With over 25 years of experience in the financial services industry, Robert holds credentials as a certified financial planner, an SMSF specialist advisor, and has a graduate diploma of finance planning. He works with a diverse range of clients, including business owners, SMSF trustees, and investors, delivering tailored services and emphasizing financial education to improve clients' understanding and confidence. In addition to his professional work, Robert is actively involved in the Horsham community through initiatives such as Meals on Wheels, local sports committees, and charity projects. Robert, thanks so much for joining me today. How are you?
Yeah, welcome. Yeah, very well. Thanks, Chad. Thank you for having me.
Great to have you. Thanks for joining me. Hey, tell me a little bit more about what Consortium Private Wealth does.
Well, look, we're just to give a bit of context around Horsham, Victoria. So we're in the southern part of Australia, and Horsham is a small town of around 20,000 people. It's a rural setting. It's broadacre farming, and for the last 27 years I've run a small financial planning here, which started off initially as just myself, but now has grown into a group of financial advisors and partners in the business. And we look after retail investors, so the mums and dads, the business owners, the people that are wanting to accumulate wealth and build up for retirement whilst enjoying their lives now. So we're pretty hell-bent on making sure that, it's not just about the dollars and cents, for later on. It's about now, but, making sure the present's looked after as well.
What would you say is maybe the biggest pain or problem or challenge that your company solves for your clients?
Well, I would say that, doing my job as the financial advisor, I find to be fun and challenging and interesting in a space that I'm very passionate about and love. The challenge for all small business, and I'm sure this will be common across everyone you talk to, it's more about the HR and looking after and looking after staff, finding the right staff, and then when we are getting new staff on, which we're looking after three new staff at the moment, how do we onboard them well and efficiently? Takes time and training, and obviously this is where processes seem to come in very handy. You're making sure that things are well documented.
Very nice. So you said you started
staff and
you said you started just on. Oh, go ahead.
No, that's all right. You go.
You said you started just on your own, and now how many employees do you have?
We've probably across the business. There's probably about 16, 17 now.
Okay, wow.
And it was myself and a part-time person. But that was back in 98, Chad. So it's I'm an overnight success 27 years later.
Very nice. Very nice.
Yeah.
So, as I mentioned, the show is sponsored by Sweet Process, and that is something that you now use at Consortium Private Wealth. How did you discover it?
I was trying to actually work out the origins prior to coming on to this, Chad. I Correct me if I'm wrong. I'm sure was there an Aussie founder, an Australian guy in there at some stage. I've said you'll remember you remember it more myself, but I found it somewhere. But it was a good amount of time ago, and so yes, I'm not quite sure how I got onto it. I believe there was an Aussie guy there at the start, and there was not a personal connection, but just through reading and doing what we all do on online, and yeah, so yeah, I found it and thought, right, gee, there's a fit here for when we made a significant change in our business that I needed, a certain element of our business, a vital part of the business. I needed a separate tasking and processes system to look after that vital cog in the wheel of our business, and that
What,
was
uh,
separate.
oh, go ahead.
Separate to client tasking. We've got our CRM there that's all based off Dynamics, and then we've this was more around the licensee. In Australia, we have very we have to have, like all countries have to have, a financial services license of some type to provide securities advice on financial products. And once you've got that license, we've got to look after it, and we've got to protect it. And we do that by processes, having minutes done for certain meetings at certain times throughout the year. And we wanted something that set us separate, off to the side from our other systems, separate from Outlook, separate from our client management system, where we could put many of these tasks that we do through Suite Process, but we needed something that was just honed in on that vital cog in the wheel.
Had you tried using something else beside before Suite Process?
I looked into a number of other things, but it was the only one at the time that gave us the flexibility to throw in links, put screenshots, put videos. It just had so much that we've been heavy users of video from a marketing point of view, to varying degrees of success. But it was quite normal for us to do screen shares, 10 years ago, and do recording, probably before it was less common than what it is now. So we were very much used to sharing our screen, and this is where you go and what you do and why. And I very much, was attracted to the step by step, let's break stuff down. And so I had a look at a number of other ones, and Suite Process, it fitted beautifully for us.
How
And
would you say
to this
maybe
day.
how would you say maybe your life was different before you started using Suite Process? Like what were some of the pain points you faced?
Well, I suppose we didn't have, we had manuals, which were, Word documents, and clunky descriptions on how to do things, rather than, here you can actually listen to someone explaining and showing how to do things. So the pain points was we didn't have the manuals, of everything that we do. And yeah, it was Word doc. It was hard reading. It's boring, and no one enjoyed creating those documents, let alone a new person trying to decipher what someone's trying to explain. It's far easy to here is the live example when someone did exactly what we want you to do. So it's gone from that licensee protection and processes all the way through to different tasking. So it's a really important part of what we do.
Was there a situation where you decided I just need to find something to help us document these processes? Like kind of a
Oh,
breaking point or
absolutely.
something?
I think there was not a breaking point. We were like a lot of small businesses that we were underdone in that area. We just didn't have the time. We were all pedaling so hard to put together, operations manuals on how to do, every task that we do for every role. It was not the time to do that. And these are Word docs where not everyone, we didn't have ChatGPT to help us then. So these were clunky, hard to write, and then very difficult to decipher and get any value out of the effort that was put in. So yeah, that's where it was. Yeah, it was probably underdone. It was probably at 5% of where it needed to be because it was hard to do and there wasn't the time to do it.
So you discovered Sweet Process. Were there maybe some questions that you had as you started using it, or were you skeptical about anything?
No. I probably, once I make a decision, I just sleep in chat. We just get moving. We make a decision. We don't question it, and we adopt. And yeah, from there, that was the process that we took, and we just worked out how to use it the best to our abilities and how it fitted, the problems we were trying to solve, and that was that there are so many tasks that were just completely undocumented. We're running on, people's memories, and even many of the processes and things that we've set up on how to run the business. As the business have changed, we've had to go back and, some of them are null and void. We've got to go back and redo them because we became more efficient. But Sweet Process will alter them to suit. So no skepticism there. I make a decision, like many small businesses do, make a decision, back it in, don't look back, and get stuck into it. So that was the process.
Very nice. So how did you implement it?
I think, I suppose I had to get buy-in from the people to from the staff to say, right, we want you to document what you do for the next person, which is probably a reasonably tough discussion to say, well, okay, I'll get my job ready for the next person when I'm not here. But I didn't find that hard to do because I'm encouraging of my staff with young family that, you need to take your time off. You need holidays. You need to make sure that, while we've got our children at home, they turn into adults pretty quickly. Take the time, take your holidays, but people need to know some elements of what you do when you're away. And that, no one ever saw it as a threat that I'm on the way out. It was more of a, let's bulletproof the business and make it easy for the people around us. So when people do need time off or move on, there are systems and ways we can train people.
So what does your onboarding process then look like now that you have that documentation system, Sweet Process in place?
Well, we have an employee onboarding process, which is a step-by-step process within Sweet Process. So we have our process, our task within Sweet Process to take care of an onboarding system. That is a checklist that goes through how we handle that, and that goes from that initial contact for a client, for an employee, all the way through to how they handle certain client tasks and projects that we do. The common stuff.
How would you say now your life is different now that Sweet Process has become a part of what you guys use? Has it saved you time, energy, money?
I think it's definitely energy. I don't need to worry about whether, and none of this is perfect too, Chad, of course, in any business. It's forever evolving and we're changing what we're doing, which means we need to go back and change processes that we did some years ago. So as always, like any business, it's a work in progress. But it's I feel very comfortable knowing that, what is there is some of the steps that people will need to know. And whilst it might change and they might say, gee, well, that's a bit inefficient, the processes can change, but there is, we are 85% there knowing that that can guide someone to get something done.
So, what is the next big goal that you're working to achieve with a Consortium Private Wealth?
Next big goal would be continue having fun and doing what we're doing, looking after people. It's our industry here in Australia in financial planning has had, huge shakeups. We went from 28,000 financial advisors, probably 8 or 9 years ago, down to around 13,000 active advisors. Now, we're not a huge population, but it's the demand for our services has never been higher, and so we're trying to cope with the growth. And bring we've got lots of younger people coming in, which is fantastic. And yeah, there's a few older heads in the room like myself, but it's good to see new generations coming through. So I'm excited to see that and to see other people, yeah, find purpose and yeah, enjoy the process of learning and investing and teaching people how to invest and why. I'm a huge believer in small business and business in general. No doubt that Sweet Process is a growing business that's doing particularly well. I haven't followed the journey in recent times. I'd be interested to know how it's going. But yeah, love taking people on that journey, and that's what we do with our clients.
Yeah, that's great. How can people find out more about you, Consortium Private Wealth?
Well, there's a few ways you can find us. I'm a late adopter, but I got myself to TikTok, and I've been there for the last year and a half, and that's been a lovely, genuine, yeah, thing to do. People have been very kind and appreciated the education there. So that's yeah, Rob underscore Gowdy on TikTok, and there are lots of fakes in that world, so tread carefully. And consortiumpw.com.au is our website, and we also have our YouTube channel, which is Investor Motivation on YouTube, and that's been my pet project for the last 13 years, yeah, the effort put in has slowly been rewarded over time. So marketing's a good, obviously, like what you guys are doing is a good fun part of the business.
Okay, awesome. Hey, last question for you. Based on kind of everything we've talked about today, what would you say is the next step that someone listening should take to streamline their operations?
Well, if yeah, if your procedures manuals are sitting within Word and you're expecting employees to map all that out, well, and you want something that's more systemized and is digitized, the Sweet Process for us has worked beautifully for us and our business, and we feel very comfortable. We have lots of legal obligations to our the government departments around our license. And Sweet Process was, that is why we used it, but it's expanded well beyond just the licensing of our business through to the, it is the procedure manual of our business.
Okay, awesome. Hey, Robert, it's been great to talk to you. Thank you so much for your time and all of your insights today. Really appreciate it.
Thank you, Chad. Appreciate it. Bye-bye.
So long, everybody.
Thanks for listening to the Process Breakdown Podcast. Before you go, quick question. Do you want a tool that makes it easy to document processes, procedures, and/or policies for your company so that your employees have all the information they need to be successful at their job? If yes, sign up for a free 14-day trial of Sweet Process. No credit card is required to sign up. Go to sweetprocess.com, sweet like candy, and process like process.com. Go now to sweetprocess.com and sign up for your risk-free 14-day trial.
Hi, this is Owen, the CEO and co-founder here at Sweet Process. If you've enjoyed listening to this podcast interview, actually, you know what I want you to do? Go ahead and leave us a 5-star review on iTunes. That way we get more people aware of the good stuff that you get here on this podcast. Again, go on to iTunes and leave us a 5-star review. Looking forward to reading your review. Have a good day.